Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook, and check out all the great videos and stories and photos about animals that I post. A lot of good stuff there. And, we are just shy of a week away from Christmas. And I don't know about you. I'm in the mood a lot of the time, but I have to say that I got to give credit to our sister radio station, Warm 106.9, the original Christmas station. And I have to say, it's the first year I've really gotten into that. I mean, I had to do something to get in the mood, because you know, a lot of time it's just been dry and not cold, and there's certainly been no even a hint of snow or anything. Anyway, the things that would normally kind of get me going. It didn't. So I just kind of decided when I drive around, I usually have the radio on, but I'm usually listening to the news or something. But I just decided to start listening to Warm. And I'll tell you what, I've had more fun on my drives around town, not listening to all the other stuff and just singing Christmas carols and stuff. And I've heard Christmas carols I didn't even know that existed. And I mean, all kinds of different things and different renditions and all of that. But gosh, our family of radio stations is pretty cool, Nathan. I mean, Warm is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's amazing how much is out there, especially with the Christmas music. You know, people are writing new ones each year. And, of course, old classics get covered and get their own spin on things. So
yeah.
You'll be surprised. I mean, it might be the same song a lot of the times, but each different edition makes it sound almost like a new song.
Well, you know, and for me, it's almost like, I don't know, going back in time, because I found, like, the when I turned on, you know, the Warm station, I started listening to the music and stuff. All of a sudden, you know, a version of one Christmas carol or something would come up. And all of a sudden, I'd feel myself welling up and tearing up because it was taking me back to wonderful memories that somewhere in my that I remember that song and the feeling. Anyway, so now I'm listening to Warm and crying all over the place when I'm, but happy tears and remembering and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, if you're having a little trouble getting into the season and all of that, try going to Warm 106.9. And just hanging out with their Christmas and shut everything else out. So we got two wars on the planet and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, just go dive into Warm and listen to Christmas carols and feel good. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing.
One of my favorites is to hear the next version of The Little Drummer Boy. It's always fun to hear everybody's interpretations on that because there's always so different types of drumming you can do with that.
Yeah.
And all the different sounds that come out from people, you know, covering that song. It's just
A lot of Christmas carols like that, sometimes it'll be individuals singing them. Sometimes it'll be choirs. And it's somebody that's at some kind of instruments or different. But there's such a variety and mix on all the different carols.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, songs that I'd never even heard before. But anyway, very cool. So anyway, good stuff. Speaking of Christmas. Since it might just be us, you know, there might not be anybody listening.
Everybody's shopping. So,
yeah, so everybody's out doing their Christmas shopping or something because the phone lines have been dead.
Yes.
So I don't know, Natasha, if you can see where everybody is, but they're not calling
us. It's a day out there and it's nice. So it's like.
It's really nice.
Like,
and it's
last week it was raining.
The week to Christmas. Yeah, we were swamped last week. But So, speaking of Christmas, Stacy, during this last break, snuck into the studio here.
That's right. We're bringing Christmas.
Put a Christmas bag. Now, see, Natasha, you should have come.
She should have been here,
because there probably would have been a third bag for you, Natasha. So you're just gonna have to look at it on the camera, okay? So anyway, Stacy came in here. And she gave a Christmas bag to me and one to Nathan.
Right.
And she told us it's for our dogs.
It's for your pups, yes.
It's for our dogs. So it's for Robbie Golden and for Abby Border Collie.
Mm-hmm.
But then she told us we should open them on air and talk about it.
Yes.
So I don't know. I haven't even looked. Have you got any idea?
No, I just got my hand on it.
Okay, so what shall we?
Take out the little container in there.
Take out the container.
And here it comes.
Oh. So you got some little gummies for your pups.
Yeah, Jell-O or something like that.
So remember I experimented a couple weeks ago.
Right, you were talking about.
I think I've perfected it now. So now.
Okay, all right. So these are homemade.
They're homemade. They're
gummy treats.
They're bone broth. And
bone broth gummy treats. So, Natasha, you know, bone broth, that's really healthy. For digestive, is this going to, is it okay?
Some of these are shaped like bones and some are shaped like paws.
Yeah.
So it's like a margarine container or something about that size of a plastic container.
So you just refrigerate it.
You don't have to freeze it or anything. Okay, so you just refrigerate it.
Yeah,
okay.
They're like Jell-O, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You can pick it up.
I'm going to open it up here.
Can I eat it?
So, okay, my daughter's fiance did because he was curious. And so... But I guess
I think Martha's eating one.
Martha's trying. Tastes like Jell-O with a little perky taste. I don't know.
She's kind of squinching her face. I don't know if she's thinking about it.
Well, I'm trying
not,
because it's very mild, whatever the flavor is, because, you know, everything's amplified for our animal friends.
Right.
So it needs to be mild. So it's very mild, but I got a hint of something.
Okay, if Martha's eating one, I got to eat one, too.
We'll figure out the taste.
Let's see. I found a little broken one here. I'll use that one.
You try the little broken one, Nathan. Yeah. Tell me what you think. So your dog might kind of think it's weird because the texture's weird at first. It's kind of not.
Yeah.
So they kind of like play with it at first.
But it's almost like a coconut that I'm getting.
Really?
But I know that's not. It's bone broth.
It's turkey bone broth.
Turkey bone broth.
And then just the gelatin and water.
I taste the marrow.
Okay, so paw prints and little doggy bones,
yeah,
and they're like gummy or Jell-O.
Jell-O, yeah. So give it like a treat. You
very
can give
cool,
but it'll be a little weird when they eat it because it's like, whoa. But
you
then
know, I think there were a few videos floating around on Facebook or something of dogs getting these gummy things for the first time.
Oh right.
You know, and being a little weird with the texture.
But now mine just gobble it up. They just
So I can't. So
you gotta tell me what.
So
you
Robbie
think of
doesn't
it.
Have to wait for Christmas.
He can have it now.
His little treats this afternoon.
And Abby can too.
All right. So
and then Martha, you have another little thing in the bag that I thought was so interesting that. We can talk about it too.
So Martha and I just ate dog treats on the air. For those of you that are listening to the show, we have that officially on the record.
That's right.
Ooh, this is really nice. Now this is each bracelet tracks an elephant. It's
right.
a little beaded bracelet with it looks like a carved elephant.
Yeah, and then when you open it, there's a way like you can track the elephant, a certain elephant. So
each
I know you're
bracelet
like
comes with an elephant to track on your phone or computer.
There you go.
All right,
Martha.
So this is from Save the Elephants.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you open this card that the bracelet is on, so you can wear the bracelet.
Right.
And remember the elephants, have to read up on this.
Yeah, and you can track one.
Well, how cool is
that? Isn't
that
kind of cool? I thought you would like that. So anyway. Merry Christmas.
All right. So we better, if someone wants to do something like a gift like this elephant bracelet, which is beautiful, the beads and the little carved, you know, it looks like an ivory elephant.
I don't know if it's
but
really
I'm not
ivory.
Sure if it is or not.
No, I doubt it.
But that's what it looks like. And then the tracker inside the card, it says Save the Elephants on the back, but how would, if somebody wants to check these out, just search Save the Elephants online, you think?
I'm not sure if there's maybe a website on there. I got it at one of the fireworks. Have you ever been in that store? They have kind of cool gifts and things in Bellevue Square. Anyway, but they had different, like you could follow a sea turtle, or they had one for a shark.
Oh, wow.
Or,
wow.
You know.
How fun.
Yeah, a penguin,
right.
Anyway.
That's
so,
very cool. Very cool.
But you can eat some more treats on the way, too. I don't know.
All right, well, so now for anybody who wants to know about, do I remember right? Because I know we talked about it once before on the air.
Right.
And you made these bone broth. And it took you had to experiment a couple of times to get the consistency right and all of that. I'm wondering, did you have a recipe for these?
I'm sorry.
Do you have a recipe for these?
Yeah. It's actually on the gelatin box, too. You just substitute bone broth for one of the cups of water.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you just make regular plain gelatin.
Yeah, you just buy the gelatin.
And instead of putting all the water, you
like
replace
a quarter of it.
A cup of the water with bone broth.
Right.
And then did the molds, the paws and the bones,
right.
I think you got those on Amazon.
Yeah, just on Amazon.
You
got like six different, you know.
Yeah, so you can order the molds on Amazon, and then you just make regular plain gelatin and add replace a cup of water with the bone broth and then
put in the
refrigerator and
a few hours. I actually did it
they
overnight.
Become these little wiggly wiggly
right
bones
out.
And paws.
Yeah,
how cool.
Really fun.
Well, Robbie's gonna we're gonna have fun today.
Let me know what you think.
All right. Well, sorry you missed out, Natasha.
I know. Well, Cleo's sorry she messed up. Missed out.
Yeah, yeah. So you used, you said turkey bone broth?
I used turkey bone broth.
So you could make it with any kind of bone broth.
Right.
It wouldn't have to
be
turkey.
They had it at the pet store in a nice little, you know, container. So that was easy to try, you know, so.
Yeah, because you at good quality pet stores these days, you can usually buy bone broth.
Right. Yeah. So they had chicken, they had turkey, but I figured turkeys, you know, some dogs are allergic to chicken. So, but yeah, let me know what they think. And you can try it out.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. So, isn't it funny how Natasha, or excuse me, not Natasha, but Stacy and Nathan. Nathan's often wearing Stacy's hat because she's not here and he's answering phones. But Stacy's here today, but they just had to tap dance a little bit because I'm talking with Stacy. So Nathan picked up the phone. So we actually, someone proved us wrong. There is actually someone listening, huh?
They are. We actually have two callers on the line here
waiting
for us.
Oh, so we have callers on the line? Holy moly.
See,
I was going to say we celebrated and we did a little Christmas presents and now we got to sing. But now we have callers. So we're going to take care of advertisers and stay on schedule. And then it looks like we'll come back and knock off a couple of phone calls before we sing. Okay?
I think that's the real reason why they called. They knew the singing was coming, so they wanted to make sure they took that
off.
I was going to say, you guys don't want to hear us sing, huh? Well, I don't blame you, but I think it's so much fun, so we're doing it anyway. Because I love the songs. All righty, let's take care of our advertisers so we have a show to do next week. And stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
I was listening to Warm driving around this week, and lo and behold, they played Alvin and the Chipmunks version of this. And all I could hear was the Jingle Cats doing it, because I love that version. Hey, isn't it fun? They do Alvin. Alrighty. Hey, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the last hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. We got some phone callers coming up. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. That's my spiritual family, and they have the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area. And great services, great classes. East-West Bookshop has been resurrected and has now reopened in its brand new location in downtown Edmonds. And apparently it's a hot attraction. So you want to check out the new East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. And you can check out everything at AnandaWashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. And, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen again, and you can check him out at the HealingMinistryForAnimals.com website. Check out the do-it-yourself program at home, and you can click the quick contact link, fill it out, because he always does a free no-obligation telephone evaluation, and that's a great place to start to find out how he can help you and your animal friends. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Nathan, since you've been in charge of the phones, where are we going?
We are headed up to Basel, we were just mentioning, and visiting with Sue, who has a question for Natasha about her cat. Welcome to the show, Sue. You're live with Natasha and Martha.
Hey, Sue.
Hi. So Zoe seems to be doing pretty good, so I'd like to talk about Jody Joy today.
Okay. Jody Joy is one of your two kitties.
Yes.
That often Dr. Nels works on. For mm-hmm. Natasha's sake, describe Jody Joy. What does she look like?
She's a small brown tabby and white.
Okay, small brown tabby and white. Are you able to get a connection, Natasha?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What do you want to know about Jody Joy?
Okay, there's three things I'm wondering. First of all, I usually feed them in separate rooms, and normally they know which room to go to, but Jody Joy seems confused about where she wants to be fed, and I don't know if it's because we had people in and it got confused, but
so
I don't know where she wants to be fed.
Yeah.
No, I got that there was a big shift that happened in your home. And so she's kind of gotten a little discombobulated. just be firm. And just, you know, go back to what you know that they want to do. I'm getting that she just needs you to be mom right now and be...
And direct her as to what she's supposed to do. So
yeah,
you're saying go back to the regular feeding in the two different rooms and maybe gently escort her to her room or something like that.
You be firm. You be the grounded mom. The word is grounded. And I feel like that will help center her again. She's feeling just discombobulated. There's something like cloudy in her mind or something like there's something that did you go through something that was kind of stressful?
Yeah, my stepson passed away.
Yeah. Okay. So she's kind of, it feels almost like she's not totally grounded in her body. You know, she's feeling a little discombobulated. So, so the more that, and I'm sorry for your loss. That's a big hit. So when you pet her or interacting with her, picture her being in her body, you being in your body. You guys you're all feeling a little light in the sense of, you know, when you're working with the spirit world and you're dealing with grief, it's hard to be grounded in your body. It's one of the side effects of that. And so the more that you can kind of be in your body and yes, you feel a little bit differently and you know that, but that's one thing that will help her. So she's your mirror right now. So
now sometimes it's good for grounding, Natasha. Like if it were summertime, I'd say, you know, go outside, take your shoes off and walk in the grass, mm-hmm. the ground. But I don't know, you know, it's not not really great weather for going out and walking barefoot, you know, on Mother Earth to ground. Anything that Sue could do that's kind of grounding for them?
So what I sometimes do to be a little bit more grounded is I almost picture my soul coming down around my body, kind of like a, you know, like something coming
imaginary
around.
Bubble or something coming down.
Yeah, coming down. And then it coming down into the ground. So you're seeing the soul, your soul coming down around your body. And if you can do that with her too, you know, that bringing that energy down. And then when you sit down.
What about a stone or like an obsidian or, you know, like the black stones or stuff and people carry them or do something for grounding? Would
just
something
a regular
like that?
Stone out of the I would actually say for more gentleness, because I have a hard time with certain stones because they're too grounding.
Too
grounding.
Okay.
Especially when you're in a moment, I would go out and pick up a stone out of the yard.
Oh, okay.
And carry that in your
pocket.
That'd
be easy.
They have a little bit more earth energy, which is different.
Well, okay. So I just got a vision. What about bringing a rock in and putting it next to the area where Jody Joy eats?
That would help. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, Sue?
Yeah, and my stepson collected rocks, and they're outside now. I could bring in.
Oh, wow. How about that? Her stepson collected rocks, and they're outside now. Did they used to be in the house?
Some of them.
Bring them back in, Natasha, huh?
I would say if you can.
Oh, okay.
Emotionally, physically and spiritually, if you can. If you can't, then go find another one and let them be outside. Yeah, it's really up to you on if you can look at those rocks.
But that could be something that kind of subtle thing is something that could really rock the world for a kitty, a sensitive kitty. So that sounds like a great thing to pursue there. Now, Sue, you said there were three things, and that was one. So what's the next thing you want to know about?
So I had Jody Joy eating her breakfast in the bathroom with the door shut so that Zoe would get her breakfast. And I went in there, and she had pooped on the floor.
Your family has gone through a lot. The cats are now representation of that.
And you know, just not just to remind everybody, what I teach is the human to animal transference, and our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on around us. You know, and with specific behaviors, I've done this long enough that I've seen the correlations. So if the cat had gone into the bathroom and peed, the correlation is usually anger. Okay. And so a lot of times it's human anger. Sometimes it's cat anger. But inappropriate bowel movements represent a whole different energy. And guess what it is? Grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment issues. Now, that can be coming from both a human and the kitty. But there's a message there. And this is the grief energy that needs to be acknowledged or moved through. What would you say about that, Natasha?
Well, and two, if you have the question, why did this happen? That's part of the abandonment. That has signature of abandonment with it. You know, why did you go? Why did this happen? You know, that leaving part of it. And usually animals will show, they'll stay strong during a moment, but like a week or two later is when they show that kind of, I don't want to call it falling apart, but it's that things just aren't happening. And so with that now it's time through your grief as much as you can that you try to ground what you can and help her process, you know, like when you pet her, things will be okay. We're okay. It's just emotions. We're going to be okay. And going through that and being, get back to as normal as you can for yourself and for them. Honestly, if those rocks are too much, I would go out and find a rock maybe from a whole nother location and bring it in and sit. And actually, it wouldn't hurt to be a bigger rock. You know, like I picked up a big rock that, you know, that's as big as my hand, and sit it like at the doorway where of a bedroom or whatever you can do.
But if you're comfortable with it, you could bring in the rocks that used to be in the house. And that might be more grounding for Jody Joy. I don't know. But would you be comfortable doing that, Sue?
Yeah, I'd be okay.
All right, good. All right, so what's number three?
This is a general question about her. She likes to lick people, and it's
seems to be the theme of the day. She likes to lick people, though. Okay.
Lick, 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 and she won't stop.
And that's licking you or licking your friends or a visitor? What is it?
It would be me, and she also did it to my stepson because she avoids other people.
Okay. But wants to lick you a lot.
Ever since I've had her.
It's an insecurity thing and salts. Insecurity and salts.
Well, they like the taste of your skin because it's salty to them.
Okay. Yeah. And so with that, Celtic salt right now is pretty good. It's not necessarily that I would say give her salt, but there's, what am I getting? And it's become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So with that,
well, let's find out first, 'cause I'm a fan. If it ain't broke, we don't have to fix it. Is this a behavior that bothers you, Sue, or are you asking just because you wanted to know what it's all about and it really doesn't bother you?
It doesn't bother me so much because I've trained her or whatever to only give me a couple licks and stop. But
okay.
She might. I just wondered why and if she had a major need for it or.
Yeah,
it's
so
a
mostly
comfort
it's
thing.
Yeah, a comfort thing and a salt thing. But since you've already worked with her a little bit and kind of conditioned some of it out, so it sounds like we're in an ain't broke, don't fix it sort of thing, and it's nothing to worry about. Is that right, Natasha? It's not a problem.
If that's where she's at, yes. Yeah, I would put boundaries with it. It's a boundaries thing.
Okay.
So.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your questions? And we're good?
Yeah,
and Sue,
so
my love is with you.
All of our love is with you.
And through this holidays, it's not an easy place to be right now. And as the grief comes and goes, please honor yourself through them.
Yeah, thank you. And Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
God
Christmas.
Bless. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, what's your pleasure? Do we do call number two?
Let's get those ads out of the way so we can have all the time afterwards.
Oh, okay. So we're going to take care of advertisers a little early, and then we'll get to our next. We've got one more caller, right?
Yeah. And we'll be speaking with, I just closed it out there. We got Monica from Mount Shasta.
Oh, that'll be fun. All right. Let's head down to Mount Shasta, but we'll take care of advertisers first, and then we'll go to Mount Shasta. So Monica, hold on. We're coming to you. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Insightful Conversations Sunday, December 17, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Join our seasonal Good Vibrations panel, guided by vibrational astrology master Linda Berry with Robert Pacetti, sharing the core consciousness themes for the winter solstice, bringing light for the next half year. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, December 17 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this holiday edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And remember, we'll be live next week, even though it's Christmas Eve. Woo! Anyway, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out online, and they're all available on Amazon. Alrighty, and then you know me, I'm available as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and can work with you privately to help you understand your dog and solve all problems real fast. So I always do free telephone evaluation, so you or anyone you know has problems with animals, just give them my phone number. Tell them to call 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Natasha Venter is here, and we are going to head down to Mount Shasta and welcome Monica. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello?
Well, hello, Natasha. Hello.
Seems like Monica. We got a little bit of a crackle going
on here, so I'm
going to check in with Monica and get her on a different phone line here. So,
okay. All right.
Just one moment, please.
All righty. So, obviously, I think all of you could hear that there was more static than Monica on that line. So, normally we can fix that by just hanging up a call on a different line. So that's what Nathan is doing. And at any rate, all right. So it sounds like it's going to take a couple of minutes. So Natasha, while we're waiting to get Monica on the line here, let's just, we touched on it. We didn't talk much about it, but astrologically, one of the biggest things going on right now is Mercury's in retrograde. And that's a cycle we go through, I don't know, three or four times a year, but it just started last week and lasts for about 3 weeks. So, you know, everybody should be aware of that. Now, have you gotten it all worked out, Nathan?
We are all set to go with Monica.
All right. Well, let's get back to Monica and see how the connection is. Hey, Monica,
Hi.
Welcome to Animal World. Oh, I don't hear any crackling.
No, it sounds better to me, too.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Hey, Monica, you're live with me and Natasha. What do you need? What how can we help you today?
Well, first I just wanted you to know that I've been listening, but and I want to wish you all a beautiful holiday.
Well, thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. I have more of a general question that's really been on my mind for several months.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if both either you, Martha, and or Natasha have thoughts on this. And I live on the north side of Mount Shasta, which is a high desert climate. And I moved here to this residence in this climate like a year and a half ago. And we get wild hare here, quail, all kinds of wildlife.
Uh-huh.
And so my little conundrum is that this is a high wildfire area.
Yeah.
And so our insurance companies and everything, we have to cut back vegetation. So, like, I have a empty quarter acre next to my house, and then there's a 50-foot green belt also. I don't own that, but they will be cutting some of that. So do you have any thoughts on, you know, what happens to the wildlife, and how is that done in a way that they still have some place to be, because their presence around my house makes life really nice. And so, you know, they're talking about clearing brush. It's called fuels reduction.
This is what I would do, is I would ask the animals and the plants to know that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let the fae of the property know that this is going to happen. And a lot of times when we acknowledge that things are going to happen, then the animals kind of, it's almost like the tide. The tide goes out, and then after a little while, they start coming back in because nature reestablishes itself. And okay. So going into this, that it is about energies and it's about transformations, and things happen. The thing that hurts nature is when it's done without a tell, and okay. There's that shock value.
Right.
Just like I had, you know, it's a moment. And so you will have a moment where you won't have as much animals around you. The thing mm-hmm. is that they will start coming back.
Okay. Yeah, so it sounds like maybe, if I'm understanding Natasha correctly, that Monica, she's saying you could be of great benefit to all the wildlife around you if you started talking to them to help them understand what's going to happen. And
yes.
Now, do you know how to do that?
Yes. I mean, I talk to all my animals. I talk to the wildlife out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
So just know anybody can talk to anything.
Anybody.
Okay? Anybody can talk to anything. And that reminds me of another story I could tell. But anyway, so you just talk out loud, but you imagine it in your mind because you're really talking to them with the pictures in your mind. All
mm-hmm.
right. And then you can direct where the communication is going. Like you mentioned, there are wild hares. So you can direct your communication to the overlighting diva of the wild hares. You can direct your communication to the overlighting diva of quail, or to, you know, and that. So you can talk to them about and show them in your mind what's going to happen and the clearing of the brush and that they may have to move out, but then back in, sort of thing. So that sounds like you could help a great way. And then the other thing I would say would be about, you said you really enjoy having them around on your property and so forth. And one thing that they really enjoy, if you wanted to keep that up, is that you'd want to maintain the cover, the vegetation on your property. And you're like, if that's possible, and ways for the places for them to be and feel safe and to be able to get, you know, away from things and so forth.
Well, and see, my actual house is more, you know, it's fenced. And except the front yard, but it's lawn and this business. But the lot next to mine is still wild. And I've seen there's things that look like giant sagebrush bushes, but they're mm-hmm. not sage. They don't smell like sage, but they look like it. And I've seen these sort of like a burrow. You know, so I'm like, that's where the hares might be hanging out. So it's not
and that's where, if they're going to clear that out, I would go and tell them that this is going to happen. You need to move your home. You need to move. And I get that there's the fire needs, but at the same time, like if there's where there could be one or two, you know, that stay, you know, instead of the 15, you know, and kind of do that. So if you do need to clear out, because fire is fire, and a lot of us are building in fire lanes I get it. Like there's the floodplains. Well, there's the fire plains, and we're starting to build in the fire plains. And so we're getting into that negotiation of how do we protect our homes and our stories and yet have nature around us. And so you can do this. I had a heron that came to my pond, and I told it, if it does not leave this pond, it's going to lose its life. And I have not seen it since then. and so you can do that. You can
I do this all the time. I'm
keeping the coyotes away doing that too. It's like, you got to stay away. And deer in my yard, I love the deer, but at the same time, I have certain plants that I don't want them munching all the time. And so I've told them, visit, but don't stay.
Okay.
And so going into this, that you can work with nature, but it is about having boundaries. And I would say, start saying, if you know this is going to happen, let's say in March, that you start going through now and telling the moms, you cannot do burrows here anymore. And I would almost start stomping so that you start making this is what's going to happen. There's going to be disruption, and start stomping so that you're the physical teller that there's a physicalness that's coming. There has been generations that this has happened to, so they know about it, but this generation doesn't know about it yet.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So it's just waking up that generational knowings.
Yes, it does make sense. And you know, I mean, there are still plenty of wild corridors all around. I just was like, okay, well, I personally can't control the green belt behind my house much. You know, the lot I've got beside my house, I'm in charge of that one. You know, so it's that part of it was more, what do I do that's appropriate? The green belt.
So I would clean out. Yeah, I would clean out the ones that aren't needed. But if you know that, like, there's a burrow at the base of that tree, I would keep that tree. But then I would clean out the 10 that are around it. So then there's less chance the fire doesn't have, you know, like bush to bush to bush to bush to bush opportunity. Yeah, right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so maybe just doing that, walking all around and discovering more than just I've seen one for sure, I'm maybe two. You know, and really scoping it out so that I can start that process maybe.
Yeah, and I would do the layers, you know, clean out what's not needed. And, you know, because there is stuff that's not needed because nature can take over. And so how do we balance with nature is by keeping what is important, you know, like a bush covering a burrow. But yet at the same time, you know, it's that kind of thing. So...
Okay.
Does that make sense? I hope this is helpful.
Yeah, that's really helpful. I probably need a little more, do a little research, like, for example, you know, what do quail need, you know, and this kind of thing. Because I think the deer are fine, but, you know.
Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't worry about it. They'll make it. There's enough nature around you that they will just move. But I would just say that if there's burrows, be more be caring, not careful, but caring about that scenario.
All right. Well, I guess it sounds like Natasha's figured out the best way for you to help, Monica.
Yeah, I like it. It's communication. That's the one I can do that.
Okay.
And
sounds
that's the
great.
Theme of this year. It's going to be about communication with self and others.
And we're so glad you're listening. Okay, you may not be if we have a chance to sing here before we end. But we appreciate you being here up till now, and ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that
Christmas
stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
you,
Monica. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Have we got enough time, do you
think, to sing
a couple of Christmas carols?
Yeah, these little backtracks that we'll be singing over are designed for two rounds of each, but we're just going to cut them in half and only do one run through the whole thing. With the music tracks, it's 5 minutes, and that pushes us to the top of the hour. So we'll just just one run through Doggy Winter Wonderland, then one run through Santa Paws Is Coming to Town.
All righty.
All right. So without further ado.
This is Winter Wonderland. This is my all-time favorite Christmas carol.
And just warm up your voices, and I'll get the music going, and I'll cue you in. One, two, three, four.
Dog, two, three. Oh, do-do-do-do-do. dog tails ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign to wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense post. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland.
Now do it for Winter Wonderland. And who is the lyrics courtesy of, Martha? Do you happen to know?
I do not know.
Oh, those are really fantastic.
I know. Aren't they great? And
they
I'll tell
are.
You what, whenever I hear Winter Wonderland on warm when I'm driving around, I'm singing the jingle, you know, this version.
Or looking for some territory to mark, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I just love that. All right.
Let's move on.
Another dog version or animal version here of Santa Paws is Coming to Town.
You better not bark, you better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better no owl, though shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen, he sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie.
Woo!
You better not know the greeting he sends, he's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
We can give this another one.
Santa Paws is coming to town.
Now where do we start? You better not growl.
He's you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
You better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
Gosh, I think that's the first year we ever got to do it live with music. Wow.
We did that last year, too.
Did we do it with music last year?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
Where the mixed sounds came from.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, I guess it had to be. But, oh, that was fun.
That's all so right. Fancy.
Apologize to everyone out there in your ears, but we had a good time. And don't you love those Christmas carols? I just love them when we alter them for our dog and cat friends. Just life is just grand. Dogs and cats and all that good stuff. So, wow, look at that. We're like out of time. And I hope you all have a wonderful week coming up and that you aren't crazy in the last minute Christmas stuff. But next Sunday, of course, is Christmas Eve, but we will be live. So we'll be here and we will have Helen Thayer. We're going to launch her brand new book about her wolf dog, Charlie, Hero by My Side. Can't wait. And then we, for the first time, welcome Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, back to Animal World. And we'll catch up with Jude. And she's going to do a live Christmas Eve blessing sound bath for us, live from the Whispering Dragon Center. So that'll be very cool. So I hope you will join us next week. And Natasha, have a wonderful week and have a great holiday with your family and all of that. Stacy, you'll be we're going to be Zooming the show, so you know, this is my last chance to see you in person.
Yes.
But thank you for the bone broth jelly gummy treats for Robbie.
There
I think
go.
We're
going
to have
Hope
fun when
them.
I get home. And Nathan, thank you for everything. And we can report on how Abby and Robbie liked their bone broth.
We'll be back next week.
Treats next week. That's about it for here. If you need any of the current event stuff and the Santa Paws last minute or the live Christmas trees, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. All the details are there. Otherwise, be safe. Have a wonderful week. Keep your animals in mind when you're preparing for Christmas. I'll have some last-minute tips for you next week. And turn on warm when you're driving or you turn your radio on and enjoy the Christmas music. Stay out of the yucky stuff. So we are out of time. Natasha, thank you. Stacy, thank you. Nathan, thank you so much. And as always, I leave you with... animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.